This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Finally back after, we had hurricane rain, and then we had internet issues, and then we had update issues. Finally back. I miss this when this isn't working. So anyway, let's move on. Let's talk a little. Well, let's talk a little bit about a little bit of this and a little bit of that with the head of Combat Speed LLC, and that would be Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Well, everything's working again. That's nice.
Good.
It's
that way.
Yeah, I'm beginning to, I'm beginning to believe that sometimes when everything's working out, that's just a really nice accident.
Oh, yeah. It's coincidental. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway,
when things are going smooth, that means watch out.
Yep. Something's bad is coming over the horizon. Now I have been seeing screen grabs of you on Trigger Time TV.
Yeah, Trigger Time TV. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
How are you liking that? How do you like trying to teach people on TV?
Excuse me. I don't have a problem with it, man. As a matter of fact, I kind of enjoy it. It's another medium, but the camera is very unforgiving. It misses nothing. So, I put the time in respect to, my knowledge base and abilities because of that simple fact. The camera misses nothing.
Right.
And, when you do a presentation, as a matter of fact, it's pretty cool you brought that up because I wasn't digging on one aspect of it. During the interview pieces, I can't remember the names of the segments. I think, the first one was selection, kind of about my background, and then the second one was the program. It was completely unusual for me to do an interview in that manner. I was responding to his questions, kind of formatting the question as a lead into my answer. And it was completely off the cuff. All that was one take. Now, Rick, the camera dude, did an awesome job with editing, but mainly all he had to edit out were my the long pauses in which I had to think through my response.
Right.
It was kind of a little unnerving because I could not envision in my mind's eye at the time, but having now seen the material and it's, the way it's presented and formatted, I get it. I didn't get it then, but I get it now.
I'm sure you're going to assimilate well. I'm sure you are. That's the thing. You're not live.
The thing about, the camera is a lot of that's kind of a different discipline in and of itself. You know what I mean? As far
yes, it is.
You allowing it to be a mental distraction or a self-induced stress point. But I kind of dig it, especially when I can talk and shoot at the same time.
Right.
You know, explain while I'm demonstrating. It's a lot of fun.
The trick, and I haven't seen your segments. I've just seen a few screen grabs, but the trick, it looks like they probably have two cameras on you. They got one on the side of you and the other one you're looking straight at.
I want to say maybe four or five.
Four or five.
It depends on what we're doing. More importantly, what I want people to see.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm super hinky about the camera angles and stuff like that in respect to their orientation to the gun in my hands and what I'm doing. You know, we'll discuss, for example, a task, a specific task. Well, the requirements of that task are going to dictate the camera angles based on what I need people to see take place. You follow me?
I do. But, I mean, sure.
It's all part of the process. I'm just saying it's a lot of fun doing it. Because,
well, haven't you, didn't you do some Panteo production stuff, too?
Yeah. Good Lord, man. That was...
That was a while ago, huh?
I want to say maybe 07, 08, something like that. It's been a while.
Yeah, the thing about the Panteo crew, though, the Panteo crew is the former camera crew of Miami Vice. And
right.
They really had their stuff together. So it was, did you have
from
to?
From a camera standpoint, from a filming standpoint, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. I mean, you know, what you could do and what you should do,
well,
Super Dave,
yeah.
What you should do is you should get you a little camera and start your own YouTube channel.
Well, you know, I have a YouTube channel, but here's the dilemma.
Oh.
I'm not anti-tech. It's just I have no interest in tech. You know, it's almost to the extent nowadays, I mean, people are so into, you know, using tech and the social media stuff, websites,
sure,
all of it, and do extremely well because they have the affinity to manage that stuff. I'm lucky to manage my Facebook page.
I think you would find, and we'll discuss this in the next segment, but I think you would find...
Okay.
Embracing at least the video end of it, as far as some of the stuff you do, as something that you can
bring me.
What's that?
I apologize, man. Thank you for bringing me back on point, though. I do have a YouTube channel. I just don't use it.
Well, we got to talk about why don't you use it and that other stuff as well.
It's a mental block.
Well,
I don't know, dude.
Did you ever stay bow?
Help me crack the code on it, and I'll be good.
Did you ever stay bow?
Pardon me.
Did you ever do stabo when you were in the military? Did you ever stabo underneath the helicopter?
Yes, one time.
Yeah, so you did that once. That's a lot crazier than running a YouTube channel there, Super Dave. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very... I staboed one time, too. I don't know if everybody had to stabo one time in the military. Nobody ever explained to me why we stabo.
Well, it's just a legit form of extraction. Everybody ought to do it at least once.
Yeah.
Trust me, bro, as far as I was concerned, once was enough.
There you go. We'll explain
the
what stabo.
One time I did it, I got enough of it.
We'll explain what stabo is when we get back. If you want to go check out Super Dave's website, that is combatspeed.com. Right now, it is still quite the work in progress, and things are slowing down as far as his training because he's getting ready to have a medical procedure done. And you can also go check him out on his Facebook page, which is simply Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I don't remember what the acronym was for STABO, but basically, for those of you who don't know what this is where a few grown men that are adults willingly let themselves be hooked up to the bottom of a helicopter with a 90-foot line, and then the helicopter lifts off, and off you go sailing. And they'll give you little safety things like, if we have an aerial emergency, we're going to try to cut you loose over the trees while you're at 500 feet. They tell you that?
Dude, isn't that silly?
Well, I mean,
emergency, any type of emergency procedures put into effect when you're in that specific situation. You're not going to survive it, dude.
Nope. The other thing is that it's hilarious when you have a bunch of guys that don't weigh the same, because there's always going to be one guy who weighs more than everybody else. He's like
me.
He's a whole body length lower than everybody else, and we're supposed to be linked up with arms, and you can't see unless you're wearing goggles. It's a really silly thing to do. But anyway, my point was, you have STABO'd, so you ought to be, operating your YouTube website should be no big issue. After that nonsense.
Not the same thing, dude.
Well, I know that.
See, one is adrenaline fueled.
Sure.
And the other, there's no interest. How can you compete with that?
In the YouTube channel?
I know, dude. It's just a technical thing. I've got to, I just don't necessarily have the time to manage it. If you want to get down to brass tacks.
I understand.
About what it is.
Let me
cannot make time to manage it all. I need a manager, dude.
Ah.
Just to take care of me. It's hard to be me sometimes, man. I get busy and, I've been on this medical train wreck for about the last 5 or 6 years. That's why I'm kind of stoked in respect to looking at this one as light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
There's nothing else. There's nothing left fixed.
Right. You'll be the man.
I get my Achilles straightened out, but the recovery is going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to wear even regular shoes and walk for 6 months.
Well, the good thing is that you've stayed fairly active despite all of your physical maladies that you've had run across. And,
oh, right. Right.
You should still heal relatively quick compared to, say, somebody our age who sits behind a desk all day.
Oh, absolutely, man. See, I've got a buddy of mine that's a champion bodybuilder. And I admire his, dedication to his craft. And his name's Jeff Wall. But there was a saying, fitness people that are in their 50s are generally operating like they're in their, late 30s, early 40s.
Right.
Whereas, being in shape over time of your life, whereas my physical conditioning in youth have caused the problems that I'm having now. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like wore myself out, didn't know it.
Yeah, I do.
So now it's just a park replacement gig.
Right. Well, here's the thing about filming and putting it on YouTube, and at the same time, the things that you would get and the people that watch your videos would get, right?
Right.
For me, like when I'm filming, if I'm demoing a gun, typically, depending on how good the gun is, if it's a really, really nice custom gun and it's got this really dialed and trigger and everything, I'm going to get real happy shooting this thing, and I'm going to be shooting it fast. Well, I always film part of what I'm going to put in the video in slow motion. So then I get to watch myself shooting in slow motion.
Right.
Which is horrifying. Because then I get to see in slow motion.
On you, bro.
Well, yeah, but see what I'm saying
is
that.
Clean it up.
Well, exactly. But see, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known that was the way that was.
Oh, you couldn't. Okay, well, that just tells me your level of awareness isn't where it could be yet. That's all.
Well, It has more to do with what I'm shooting. If I'm shooting steel and I'm hearing a ping, 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 I'm getting that instant feedback and I'm thinking I'm doing good. Now, if I'm shooting a B8 target, I'm probably going to be much slower.
Right.
And much more deliberate.
But still, the technique should be the same.
Yes.
Should be the same applied technique.
But right, see, I did not arrive at that conclusion.
Well, you're describing until, to me also. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I did not arrive at that conclusion until I watched Steve shoot, until I watched some video of you shooting and everything else.
Oh, I understand what you mean. Yeah, and you have no frame of comparison.
Yes, exactly. So, for me, that was something. And see, for you, if you were out there and putting out a YouTube video, and I've seen some of the videos you put up on Facebook and everything, you could do it quite easily.
Right.
For your students, it would be looking at this, because there's going to be some people that take your class, and they're going to be two or three years removed from that, and being able to go back and look at how you do things again would give them...
I understand that, but you know, you bring up a very critical point of interest.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time we got left for this segment. But,
well, we got about 90 seconds, but we have the whole next segment. We can talk about it. So why don't you tell me what it is that you...
Yeah, no worries. It depends on... I don't like to do classes, okay?
Right.
And now, a class to me is I have, you know, a program of instruction, and information is there, and my responsibility is to put that information out to X number of people and make sure they get it. But what normally happens in a class, it gets decelerated to the lowest common denominator.
Right.
And that should not happen. But it does, because it's a class. And you get a grade in the class for being able to remember X amount of information for a test. Right?
Right. Right. I tell you what, hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, we're going to talk about... how Dave looks at a class and everything else as he started this line. Now, for those of you that want to look at his website, that is combatspeed.com. Like I said earlier, it is the work in progress, and Dave is about to have some stuff done on one of his legs, so there's no class schedule or anything up there. And you can check him at Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is a wind-driven bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats and Republicans still working to avenge another partial government shutdown. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week.
Tropical Storm Beta is moving inland and dumping a lot of rain on the Texas Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall Monday night, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say some areas could get more than a foot of rain. Despite being told to evacuate, these Gulf Coast residents tell NBC News they're staying put.
No, we stay for every tropical storm.
If it was a Category 4, we were in trouble, we would have been gone by now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and you were explaining why you're not really big on classes because of what it does to your workflow when you're trying to teach the technique. So please continue that, sir.
Well, okay, cool. Do you want me to do a quick recap on that?
Please.
I don't enjoy doing classes because classes are static. They're fixed. All you do is cover information. And what happens, because the responsibility on the teacher is to make sure that everybody gets it, the learning curve gets decelerated to the lowest common denominator. Well, you can't do that in a program. That's why I enjoy running programs. Because it puts the responsibility on the participant. If they begin to lag behind for whatever reasons, and there's a bunch of them, the responsibility is on them to get with the program.
Right.
Up your game. We're here to work. The learning curve, the learning is in the doing of it. I don't care what it is, performance-oriented stuff, but specifically shooting, the learning is in the doing of it. And the experience that you gain. But in addition to that, you can't capitalize on the amount of time, energy, and resources you put into your craft. You have to possess a strong knowledge base, but you also have to learn and understand how to apply what you know in real time. You see what I mean? So when I run a program, it's different I've got, it's all in my head. But when I run a program, this is basically the outline. For the first, you know, couple of hours of the gig, I'll do nothing but run exercises, shooting exercises, performance exercises, like pass-fail, to have a chance to observe each individual. And I know what's required of the exercise to shoot it successfully. So based on their scores, that tells me what I need to know in support of what I observe. So you got to take into consideration where my powers of observation, analytics, blah, blah, blah. But the other side of the coin is it's never a level playing field for me. I don't care what you do to vet the crew you put together to work with. Everybody's not going to have the same ability level. So therefore, I have to be prepared myself to interact with the individual, each individual, based on their ability level. So I can be running 12 classes at once when I do a program. You see what I mean?
I do.
But again, my primary responsibility to the training participant is twofold. One, lead by example and instill the desire in the individual to want to be better, because there's no amount of instruction or training or practice that's going to make you any better if you don't want it. See what I mean?
I do. Now, for your classes, are most of the people that come to your classes, and which classes do you actually, or which programs do you actually teach? Do you have like a rifle?
I have basically two.
Two, okay.
I have a comprehensive handgun. I mean, if you want to break it out, I do training gigs, but I also do cadre level stuff, instructor development stuff.
Right.
But the bottom line is, it can never be the same. What I execute is an experience-based formula. So what happens over the course of a training event that I'm executing, that event or the success of the event is my responsibility, but it's on the individual to perform and apply themselves, because that's how I run it. That's what I require. Get with the program, man. You know?
Right.
And if you're having trouble, please, you know, let me know what your thoughts are and we'll figure it out. But you got to up your game.
Right.
Because what I will not allow is, I will not decelerate the learning curve to accommodate a non-performer.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
I do.
So as long as they're safe and can function safely, I'll allow them to continue training, and I encourage them to continue with the program at every opportunity, because the learning is in the doing. It's very synergistic, but the gig, or what happens at a gig, is a reflection of the ability level of the crew.
Right.
Because I have my own training objectives that I will satisfy as well.
Well, let me ask you a question, simply because I'm trying to get a picture in my mind. Now, when Bruce Lee was training people, there were a lot of people that said at the time that unless they were a seasoned fighter, they could not fully appreciate what Bruce Lee had to teach them. He was,
he was just in their own way.
Right.
But
I mean,
said that, they were already in their own way.
Well, but I mean, some of that was sort of true. He had to have somebody that was sort of an athlete before they could, before they could start to do some of the things he did, because he was so athletic.
Yeah. You know, that is a very good point brought up. I just spoke to a crew of dudes, put some, you know, shared my thoughts with the crew. And the bottom line is, a lot of what I have to work at and practice has nothing to do with shooting.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. But, and because I pursue the shooting thing, I have to integrate the shooting thing with everything that I did. You see what I mean? I've got to be able to function safely. I've got to be able to function in a 360-degree environment.
Right.
And it's, are you with me so far?
Yes. Yes, I
don't want to lose you on this next point.
Well, I mean, we're coming up on the break, so before you start the next...
I'm just going to sum it up, dude. Attending a class isn't the same thing as participating in a training program.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand what you're saying now.
You can fight me on that.
No. I'm not going to fight you. As a matter of fact, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. But we'll explain that point when we get back. In the meantime, if you want to go check out what David does professionally, well, go to combatspeed.com. If you want to check out his latest guitar solo, go to Facebook. Look for Dave Harrington. He'll be right there strumming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Despite the fact that I pushed that button twice, be sure and check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So let's talk about the point you were making there about there's a difference between showing up to take a class and participating in a program.
Okay.
So to me, this means that the people coming to you are coming to see how you execute a combination of technique, right? Whether it's doing the rush and going into the prone and when you do that and how you fire maneuver and all this other stuff. But they already know how to go in the rush and come into the prone and fire maneuver. What you're doing is you're teaching them a variation on it to where they can look at this.
Well, it depends on what the focus of training is.
Right. And they're coming to you because they don't know the focus of the training you're given, would be my guess.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's why, you know, there are... I have two formulas. I do like a comprehensive weapons focus program. You know, like if you want to come up to speed on the pistol, and based on your ability level, how much time and resources do you have to invest into your skill? You know, is it going to be a 1-day gig, 2-day gig, 3? You know, do you want to spend a week? What is the focus? Normally on like an open enrollment gig, there'll normally be a host or a core crew of individuals. And what I do is I basically ask them to put their heads together and tell me what it is they want to accomplish based on their ability level. And I will structure the training to support, you know, their goals within the realm of common sense. And,
right.
You know, time, and then I, you know, that's how it goes. You know, I structure the program around that. Integrated weapons work, you know, carbine handgun work. Actually, it's more specific integrated weapons for urban combat. The, you know, tactics, techniques, procedures. What you need to be able to know and do as an individual to survive the environment. And I address, you know, I call it as I see it, I address all levels of getting to that point, which
right.
In a super simplistic manner, everything depends on your level of mental awareness and physical coordination. as well as your physical conditioning. You know, a lot of people seem to forget that you can only fight for as long as you're in shape to do it.
Right.
That's why, you know, within the forces, physical conditioning is so important that it be maintained and over time. And that's why I'm so busted up now.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's being a ground troop is a little bit like being an athlete, isn't it? Except worse.
Most certainly. Absolutely. And you know what? To the best of my knowledge, you know, I've been out for 17 years.
Yeah.
That blew my mind when I stopped and thought about that the other day. I've been out for almost as long as I was in. I was in for 23. But anyway, coming back on task. How would you go ahead and ask me your question again, man? If there was a question in there.
Well, I mean, I guess it boils down to this. Somebody just went to the gun shop and bought their AR-15 and bought their chest plate and bought all their other stuff they have to have just to try to get suited up to run a course of fire as you would lay out. Really, this is your course is not the course for them yet, is it? They need to go and get a little. Unless
it can be, though, dude. It can be. I don't discriminate, so to speak, between skill levels.
Sure.
I'm not concerned to an extent of where you're at skill-wise because you can tell me anything you want and produce any amount of, you know, legit documentation in respect to your training resume. But you know what? It really means nothing until we're on the ground and I can observe what you've got going on.
Sure.
And I will know.
Well, I mean, there is that there are those people that they're pretty easy. They assimilate pretty easy. They catch it pretty easy.
Right.
And if they're physically able to do it, then they're, you know, they may be able to imitate what you're showing them. And then, but the bigger issue, though, that I have observed with training is not so much being able to imitate you, but to understand why you're doing it the way you're doing it.
Right. Exactly. All right, check this out, man. You're spot on with that. But envision this. You know there's training junkies out there, right?
Yep.
There's guys that, you know, can afford the time, energy, and resources and, you know, go to a gig like once a quarter. I know guys that can train so often, they actually use their participation at a gig as their practice. Envision this.
Right.
What I would like to do, what would be most enjoyable for me from a work standpoint, is get a bunch of them dudes together as a crew and execute the same formula, but you know you're going to get a different result. You see what I mean?
I do.
And hit the ground and really do some good work, you know, without having to get into the elements of these are the sights and this is the trigger stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I can do it all. But the one thing I do not do is discriminate about skill level because there's no way I can vet everyone or anyone, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you're getting... That's when you get to that point, though, where you have to come back down to the lowest common denominator, right?
No. I'm not. I refuse to do that, man. They got to get the program. If I got a hand, carry them. And check it out, man. Hey, I have done it. I have had to tell people, you stay at my side at all times, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
You don't get out of arm's reach of me. Not from a safety standpoint. And this happens periodically. Guys can be safe as long as they can be safe and respected what I know and understand safety is.
Right.
They're good. I will allow them to continue training. But I don't, you know, I'll just refund their money. and tell them, come back when you get a little more experience.
Gotcha.
That's happened to me periodically over the years, sure.
Yeah. We're going to have to.
That does not mean I decelerate the learning curve for everyone just to accommodate that dude.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to get together, you and I. We're going to have to film what you try to teach me to do. Because while you and I were in the military in the beginning, at the same time, I've been out of the military for 30 years, Super Dave.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, so, you know, you stayed in longer than me, and, you know, therefore, it's the distance between the last time you did it and today is shorter than mine. Mine is really wide, Dave, really wide. So, anyway.
Yeah, I pretty much consider myself a old guy. Everybody's, I'll be 60 in a couple weeks, November 2nd.
I'll be 60 right behind you.
Everybody's cracking the old jokes on me.
Don't worry about it. They just it beats the alternative, Dave. We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. We will do it again next week now that everything is working. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com on Facebook. And Dave Harrington, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to speak with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.